Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another weekly Iman booster session by Ikna Sisters Wing. Today, in the Cultivating Spirituality series, we will be covering two masnoon du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam often recited. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, du'as and ta'awudat, which are prayers seeking refuge with Allah, are like a weapon, and a weapon is only as good as the person who is using it. It is not merely the matter of how sharp it is. If the weapon is perfect and free of faults, and the arm of the person using it is strong, and there is nothing stopping him, then he can lay waste the enemy. But if any of these three features is lacking, then the effect will be accordingly. Our du'as are a very powerful tool for us. They can help us navigate through the ups and downs of life that we face on a daily basis. The first du'a is not only one where you seek Allah's help, but it also includes the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The exact translation of this du'a is, O ever-living one, O self-sustaining one, by your mercy do I ask for your support in setting all my affairs right. Do not leave me to my soul for so much as the blink of an eye. This du'a is so meaningful on so many different levels. For those people that are looking for some type of relief from a feeling that they are having, or they are distressed about work, or a relationship, or school, or whatever matter it may be, in this du'a, you're emphasizing how you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief from Him. We know that while going through the ups and downs of life, truly the only help that can be sufficient for us is the help that is sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this du'a, you're acknowledging and you're reaching out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His support in setting all of your affairs correctly. The other thing that you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, which is one of the most beautiful aspects of this du'a, is that you are asking Him not to leave me to my soul for so much as the blink of an eye. Because as human beings, we don't always have the control over emotions that we need to, or we may not always react to a particular situation in a correct way. And so for that reason, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't even leave me up to my own self even so much as a blink of an eye, which is even less than a second's time, because we don't know how or what we're going to say to react to a certain situation. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief by using His beautiful names. So let's not forget to recite this du'a every morning and every evening. Again, this du'a is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith aslih li sha'ni kullah wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfata'in. O ever living one, O self sustaining one, by your mercy do I ask for your support in settling all my affairs right. Do not leave me to my soul for so much as a blink of an eye. The next du'a that we are going to cover is also a beautiful one, and it's actually one of my favorite du'as. The excellence and the benefits of this du'a are numerous. We know and we learn from Shaddad bin Aus, and he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The most superior way of asking for forgiveness from Allah is," and he read this du'a. So we'll go over this beautiful, beautiful du'a. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except for you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me and I am your servant. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. And I abide to your covenant and promise as best as I can. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I take refuge in you from the evil of which I have committed. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi. I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sin. Faghfir li, so forgive me. Fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sin except for you. So the meaning to this dua is absolutely, it's beautiful on a different level. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are reminding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're acknowledging that He is your Lord, that none has the right to be worshipped except for Him. And you're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how you acknowledge the fact that He created you and that we are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try very hard to fulfill the promises that we make to Him. We acknowledge the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. We acknowledge that we sin, but at the end of the day, we're asking for forgiveness from Allah, and we know that none can forgive us except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the best of those who sin are the ones who ask for forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also added about this dua, if someone recites it during the day with firm faith in it and dies on the same day before the evening, they will be from the people of paradise. And if somebody recites it at night with firm faith in it and dies before the morning, they will be from the people of paradise. Subhanallah. So a major reward for reciting this dua and for asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And remember that this is the most superior way of asking for forgiveness. So if we did sin and if we are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why not do it in the best of ways? And so this is the beautiful dua. It's also known as Sayyidi Astaghfar. And, you know, we pray and that we hope that through these duas, we find relief in the ups and downs of our life, and that we find assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our shortcomings. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت